Hello, yes, I'm Jim, as Jim said, and 2013, as Jim also said, was the 10th anniversary of Charles's death, and I really wanted to help commemorate that along with some of the other organisations that were doing that at the time. And I'd been setting some of his poems to music, and many of them work very well set to music. Some of them don't work at all well, and some others I felt really were best left as poems. There's nothing, not that you need to add anything more to them anyway, but I'd made quite a body of poems that was well enough for an album, and so this is what I planned to do. And then I got chatting with some contacts I had who in the Charles Causley Trust, who are a group of men in Lanson who went to school with Charles or knew him very well. And after he died, they formed this trust to promote his name and also to preserve his house. It was a lovely sort of two up, two down terrace cottage in the town where Charles lived with his mother until she died, and then he lived there after she died. And it's an amazing place, really. The first time I went in there, it was like he'd just popped out to the shops. There was everything exactly as he'd left it, and there was beer in the fridge, and it's quite a time warp because it's more his mother's stuff mostly than his own, and really quite a fascinating place. So the Charles Causley Trust very kindly allowed me and a small group of musicians to take over his house for 3 days and record the CD in there, and we even got to use Charles's own piano, which is really very exciting. I'll have a seat now. And I think it hadn't been touched since Charles last touched it, and I don't think it had been tuned for quite a lot longer than that. but the reviewers were kind. One review said it had a lovely village hall quality to it. I'm afraid my electric piano is perfectly in tune, so you're going to have to imagine. This is one of the first poems we actually recorded in the house, and it was particularly fitting. It's called On All Souls Day, which wasn't that long ago, actually. It's a very special day because that's my birthday, if you'd like to write that down. But also, I'm sure many of you know, it's particularly in the Catholic Church, it's a very important day. It's a day when you remember those ones dear to you have passed on, and especially in on the continent in South America, it's a really big celebration. Not so much in the Anglican Church, they more focus on All Saints Day, which is the 1st of November. And in this country, we did have some traditions around All Souls Day. It survived up north, one of the longest, a tradition called souling, where kids, a bit like first footing or sort of trick-or-treating, children would go door-to-door with little soul cakes, and you would give them a few pence in return for a cake, and hopefully your soul would have a safe journey to the hereafter too. So this poem has references to that in it, but it also sort of describes his house, and you almost get the sense it's kind of like Charles speaking from beyond the grave, but it wasn't in a freaky way, and it did feel quite moving to record that in his house. So this is On All Souls Day.
Last night they lit your glass with wine and brought for you the sweet soul cake and blessed the room with candle shine for the grave journey that you would make. They told not to stir between the midnight strokes of one and two, and I should see you come again to view the scene that once you knew. Good night, they said, and journeyed on. I turned the key, turning smile, and in the quiet house alone, And when the first of morning shone, I had no need to gaze and see if crumb or bead of wine had gone. My heart was easy as this flow of water rising by the bay. I did not watch where you might come, for you had never been away. On All Souls' Day,
do the poem from Charles's hometown, and in Lanson there is a hotel called the Eagle House Hotel, and it's on Castle Street, and up on the roof is a statue of Britannia, and on the gateposts are two stone eagle statues, and local folklore has it that these three come to life at night or at certain spooky nights of the year, and they fly around the town and they terrorise the children. That in keeping. And so Charles wrote a lovely poem about that. It's called Eagle One, Eagle Two.
Softly I go by.